每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
11月22日，感恩节的意义。耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。诗篇34篇18节。很多基督徒都有这样的习惯，在公共场所低下头来，为摆放在他们面前的食物感恩。有很多服务员在看到我们谢饭后告诉我，在他们的饭馆，这是第一次看到有人谢饭。太多的人从不暂停片刻，为上帝所赐的食物献上感谢一词。极少的家庭会在开餐前或是一天当中的任何其他时刻向上帝感恩，即使是在感恩节，也只有少数人会停下来感谢上帝。感恩是对所无法偿还的债务的承认，我们向帮助我们的人表示感谢，无论我们是否能以其他方式偿还。感恩的真正意义是对于依赖别人帮助的一种承认，而不仅仅是礼貌的一句谢谢这样的形式。让我们一同祷告。主耶稣，我知道没有你，我所做的一切都是枉然劳力。求你帮助我，将自己全然交托，让你来掌管我的生命。奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
November 22nd, Thanksgiving with Meaning. The Lord is close to those whose hearts are breaking. He rescues those who are humbly sorry for their sins. Psalm 34:18. It is the custom of many Christians to bow their heads in public places and give thanks for the food that has been placed before them. I have had scores of waiters and waitresses tell me that when we bowed our heads, it was the first time they had ever seen that happen in their restaurant. Millions never pause to give a word of thanks to God for the food provided. Few homes have a moment of thanksgiving at the beginning of the meal or at any other time of the day.Even at Thanksgiving time, only a minority will pause and give thanks to God. Thanksgiving is a recognition of a debt that cannot be paid. We express thanks whether or not we are able otherwise to reimburse the giver. When Thanksgiving is filled with true meaning and is not just the formality of a polite thank you, it is the recognition of dependence.Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I know that apart from you I can do nothing of lasting value. Help me to come to the end of self and allow you to control the reins of my life. In your name I pray. Amen.